This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. So there was a conference a couple of weeks ago, and it was titled Welcoming and Accompanying Our Brothers and Sisters with Same-Sex Attraction. So this is a Catholic conference that was designed to help gay and lesbian people not change, but stay celibate, not have sex. So it wasn't a party. Now, for some of these people, I think it was probably a little easier to stay celibate because apparently, according to the news article I read, they're still in junior high school, some, but I don't know the whole age range. But this is what a junior high schooler asked John Ricardo, who is Father John Ricardo, I assume. His response was that God hates gay people because gay sex is unnatural. A couple of quick takeaways from that. One, you're saying God hates gay people, which is backing away from the whole love the sinner, hate the sin thing, which was always nonsense. And there's the idiocy about gay sex being unnatural because nobody told the animals who are having gay sex that it's unnatural. But here's where he takes it over the top. He says, and this is a real quote, "If I just rip open a bagel, I take it and I cram it in my ear. What would you say? That doesn't go there. It'll ruin your ear canal." Well, one, really terrible way to have sex. One, I don't even think bagel sex is legal. In most states, anyway. And one that just gets little seeds and cream cheese in your ear. What that has to do with a man putting his penis in the bottom of a woman or a man, or putting his penis in the mouth of a woman or a man, because it doesn't matter, same act, that all works really, really well. So remember how there was that explanation in that video about the perfection of the banana, and how you open it up and it just perfectly fits in your hand and perfectly fits in your mouth? That was a video with Kirk Cameron, kind of one of your peeps. Penises fit very well into mouths, and with a little practice, down throats, and they fit actually quite well into the rectum. It works just fine. Okay, yes, there are some things you can do to make it a little more sanitary and aesthetic, but it certainly works much better than trying to put a bagel in your ear. What we can take away from this is that young people in Michigan are getting really bad sexual advice. Starting tomorrow, we're doing a series on the different presidential candidates who are anti-sex theocrats. There are more by magnitudes than we've ever had running for president. And we'll be talking more about Ted Cruz and his advocacy of theocracy. His father is one of the people who is working very hard for his campaign. His father's absolutely an out and open theocrat. And here's what he has to say. "The devil always overplays his hand, and the devil overplayed his hand with that decision on June 26th. You've got to realize that decision was not about homosexual marriage. That was a decision against religious liberty." Well, he's kind of right, mostly wrong. He's wrong in that it was a decision for same-sex marriage, but he's actually right because it was a little bit about religious liberty, if you assume that being taken away from you is the religious liberty to be a real douche and discriminate against gay people under certain circumstances. But of course, he knows that's not going to play well, so he's got to come out and flat-out lie. He continues, "What was the basis for their decision? It was the 14th Amendment. That means they're calling homosexuality a civil right." Well, they didn't go quite that far, but they did call same-sex marriage a civil right. "Understand me well. If they're calling homosexuality a civil right, that means that the next obvious step is a homosexual may come to your church and demand to be hired, whether as a pastor or a janitor is immaterial. And if you say, 'I'm sorry, I cannot hire you because it violates my religious faith,' you are going to be slapped with a civil rights discrimination lawsuit." Okay, you're not allowed to, say, for example, discriminate against people for being Jewish. But if a rabbi comes to your church and wants to become your pastor, you can turn him away, not a problem. It's actually the same thing with homosexuality. And that's in places where they have laws. But this didn't change the laws on homosexuality. There's still a right to discriminate against gay people. In a lot of states, there's no protections for them whatsoever, and the Supreme Court decision didn't change that at all. So, is Ted Cruz's father just crazy, or is he lying? Well, probably both. Gordon Klingenschmidt of Colorado is, I think, hands down, the craziest elected official in the United States. And that is really saying something. And amazingly, even though he has holds state office right now, he still has his regular Pray in Jesus' Name radio show. Now, a lot of people are very confused by the things he says on his show. For example, a lot of people thought that he was saying that all gay scoutmasters should be taken out and drowned in the sea. And he clarified, no, he didn't mean exactly that. And he also explained that he was not saying that all gay men are child molesters, because he doesn't believe that. And here's his explanation. Let me quote him. There are clearly two different demons at play here. There is, of course, a demon of homosexuality in those who openly parade their sodomy in the streets, but then there's a different demon of child molesting that is inside some of these reported molesters. I'm not saying that all of the homosexuals are child molesters. I never claimed that. But I'll tell you, in this case, all the child molesters in the Boy Scouts are homosexual. And how can I tell that? Very simple. It's logical. There were no girls in the tents. Those men are molesting boys, and their attraction to other men, or even other boys, is a different demon, and we're calling that out. So, does that all make sense to you now? It's all clarified? And yes, Gordon Klingenschmidt has been elected to statewide office in Colorado. Here are some doozies from Iowa religious rights activist and state RNC committee woman Tamara Scott. She's just asking, she says. If homosexuality is something to be celebrated by the left, by Hollywood, then why does it need all of these protections? And if it needs these protections, then why do we promote it as an everyday lifestyle and a regular choice for our youth? If homosexuality is truly just something that happens, then why, one, do we have to recruit it in our kindergarten through college-level educational system, and if it's just an everyday thing, why does it need all these special protections in the civil rights? And I'll admit that, despite barely being English, those do qualify as questions. So much for the old saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question.